प्रभा ले बाबा कुसा उठो रे प्रिय आत्मन जागो हे प्रिय आत्मन फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे प्रीतम से कर मिलन जागो आत्मन उठो आत्मन आई रे प्रभा
शांति अमृत वेला बाबा सेज दिस कॉन्फ्लुएंस एज इज अमृत वेला बिकॉज द होल कॉन्फ्लुएंस एज इज अमृत वेला सो द ग्रेटनेस ऑफ दिस टाइम इज संग फॉर एवर द एंटायर कॉन्फ्लुएंस एज दैट इज अमृत वेला मीन्स डायमंड मॉर्निंग At this time, always the father is with the children, and the children are with the father. Therefore, diamond mornings of unlimited. Bab Dada always keeps doing, but according to the corporeal country, and being in corporeal form, Bab Dada is doing to all children, good morning, golden morning, diamond morning, whatever you say. For remaining always together. You yourself are diamond and the morning is also diamond. There are very many murlis where Baba had said, be diamond and see diamond. This is the slogan Baba has given us in many murlis. You yourself be a diamond and see others as diamond. So this is a very good practice that I am diamond and I am seeing diamonds. Be diamond, see diamonds. So this whole confluence age is Amrit Vela. So yesterday also we saw Baba said everything is good. And today he is saying, it's not just good morning, but golden morning. Not even golden morning, it is diamond morning. So each one of us is a diamond. So when I say that I am a diamond, few things about diamond come in our mind. The first, I am a diamond means I am very, very precious. Very much valuable. I am very valuable. My worth is incalculable. And another thing about diamond is it is just made up of one substance, 100% carbon. It is 100% just one substance. There is no adulteration, there is no contamination. So I am extremely pure being, means I am diamond. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, lust is the very first violence. Lust is the very first violence. So become completely viceless means I am completely pure diamond. No vice can ever attack me. I am very precious. I am second, extremely pure. Third thing, diamond is transparent. Diamond is transparent. So I am also transparent. There are no double standards. There is no self-hypocrisy. There is no self lying, there is no self cheating. Otherwise, we see that all of us somewhere are doing some self cheating, self lying, self hypocrisy. What we think, what we say, and what we do, they all three are not in alignment. They are going in three different directions. What we are thinking, what we are saying, what we are doing, what we feel, and then we do something else. So, there is a split in our personality somewhere. So, to bring these three things into alignment is what is Brahmin life. Brahmin life is to segregate what is Srimat, what is Manmat, and what is Paramat. One who can do this, this is Srimat, this is Manmat, this is Paramat. I can demarcate easily. Then you can say that the line of intellect is very clear. In last Sunday's Murli, Baba said, if you want your line of intellect to be extremely clear, you have to focus only on three things. First, Baba. Second, his knowledge. And third, service. That's it. Then only the line of intellect will become clear. Otherwise not. So diamond is very, very transparent. There shouldn't be anything to hide in our character. Like an open book, it should remain. Our life should be a open book, anybody can read. In fact, Brahma Kumar and Brahma Kumari life is a public life. There should be nothing to hide. If there is something, probably something is going wrong somewhere. When we have to hide something, that hiding may be hiding anything. Messages, calls, mails, anything. There should be nothing that we are doing anything in private. Everything should be conspicuous, very, very clear. So, a diamond is transparent, so our character, our behavior should be transparent. Other thing about diamond is very hard. Diamond is very, very hard. Only a diamond can scratch a diamond. So here, to become diamond means to have a very hard stage inside. Very firm, very resolute, very strong stage. Immovable, unflinching. Otherwise, a whip of circumstance, a gush of air would move the soul, and the soul will start quivering. The unstirring stage of the soul is that hardness. So I am that diamond means I have that spiritual hardness within me. Nothing can melt me. The boiling point of diamond is very high. You can't just melt diamond so easily. So no situation can melt me. No circumstances. There's one poem. I forgot the author. Invictus. Yeah. William Henley. Invictus. Invincible means unconquerable. He says, out of the night that covers me, black as the pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, fell means fierce, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloody but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the horror of the shade, and yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishment the scroll, I am the master of my fate, I am the captain of my soul. It's a very famous poem. He says, I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. Self-sovereignty. Nothing can move me. In the fell clutch of circumstances. Circumstances are fierce. Very unfavorable. I have not winced. I have not winced with pain, nor cried at all. Under the bludgeonings of chance, bludgeon is that chabuk, that rain. Under the bludgeonings of fate, my head is bloody but unbowed. I have not bowed down. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishment the scroll, I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my ship, of my soul. So invincible, inconquerable, unconquerable. Diamond is very hard, so I am diamond. Then, diamond, as I said, it is very valuable. That's why. Where do they keep diamond? Do they keep anywhere? It is kept in extremely safe place. Diamond is to be taken care of. You can't just keep diamond anywhere, because anybody can steal. The slap of Maya. In today's Murli, Baba said, slap of Maya. Maya is there and Maya can steal it away. So diamond is to be kept in extremely safe place. And which is the safest place in the world? Which is the safest place in the world? Yeah? Yeah? Hmm? The locker of God's heart, Baba's heart, is the safest place in the world to hide. Where no Maya, no enemy can ever come near you. There's a poem of David in Bible where he says, Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. He says, let me hide myself in thee. In you let me hide. No enemy can find me there. Let me hide myself in you. So he is the safest place to hide. So go and hide in his heart. Maya cannot come there. So we are diamonds and we should remain hidden in God's heart. Protected, insulated. It is said that if you wear diamond in rings or anywhere, you remain safe from dangers. Nobody can harm you. So it is said about diamond that those who wear diamond, they remain safe. Now we ourselves are diamond. And in whosoever's company we stay, that person will also stay safe. So our function, our job, our duty is to protect others as well. In today's Murli, Baba said, don't just listen to anybody who even talks to you anything other than Gyan. Listen only to those children who tell you sweet things in your ears. Otherwise it is Shaitani Sang, it is satanic company, devilish company. Don't make company with those who are traitors, those who are not interested in Gyan, those who have left this Gyan. Don't make company with such people. So we have to become those who will tell sweet things into the ears of everyone, so that we act as their protector, their guardian angels. So diamond protects. Diamond protects. So when I say that, be diamond, when Baba says be diamond and see diamond. So all these things should come in my mind. When I feel that I am diamond and I have to see others as diamond. Another thing about diamond is, diamond shines. Diamond shines. So I am a shining diamond. So I am the diamond in the world. I am shining and my light is permeating the whole universe. And the whole universe is suffused, permeated with my light. I am emitting out the divine light. There are three lights. First, light of God's love, light of His knowledge, light of His powers. So whenever you are confused what sakash to give anybody, give these three types of sakash: divine light, divine might, and divine knowledge, purity and love. Divine love, divine knowledge and divine knowledge. Divine love. Give somebody divine love. Once the love of God is born in somebody's heart, he cannot stay away from heart, away from God anymore. Once divine knowledge comes in his heart, automatically that soul will get pulled. Because we have already planted the seed of love, knowledge and power in his heart. So the moment he sees something related to Gyan, that thing will attract him. So I am the diamond. I am spreading light of God's love, God's power, God's knowledge. Through me, these three things are spreading everywhere. Divine light means, in bracket, knowledge. Divine love means love of God, and divine powers means all the divine powers. So I have become the center from which all these things are going. There is one very good thought which can be practiced at Amrit Vela, or a drill. This whole universe is there. Imagine and feel, I am the center of this universe. I am the center of this universe. And I have two tasks. What are those tasks? I have to purify each and every soul of this planet, of this universe, not just planet. One. And second, I have to purify each and every particle of this universe. These are very powerful thoughts. I am the center of the universe. Or you can say that I am the diamond situated in the center of the universe. I am the diamond. I am here. And my light is spreading everywhere. Everywhere. This is the whole universe. Here you can make certain divisions. Start from here. I am the soul. and my light is spreading in my whole body. That is the first circle, my body. So body is getting purified. Body is getting healed. So divine healing, spiritual healing is taking place here. Every part of this body is getting whole. All the diseases are running away. I am enjoying radiant health. So that is the first sakash. The second sakash to your department, to your place where you stay, or your family, your home, your laukik. So wherever you stay, feel that the whole sakash is going to that place. Then come to Madhuban, entire Madhuban, all the different places of Madhuban. I am purifying, spreading pure vibrations to all those places, Shantivan, Gyan Sarovar, Pandavan, everything. And then Brahmin family, I am spreading divine vibrations to entire Brahmin family. Then this is the laukik, this is the worldly people, unhappy, disturbed, impure. I am purifying them, all of them. So this is the world. And then five elements of nature, I am purifying the five elements of nature. So go, you can create anything like that, any visualization. But this is a very good method of sakash, that I am the center of the universe. From me, the vibrations are first going through my body and then to the place where I work, and then you can expand it to my whole home, my house, even expand it to my city, to my country, and then Madhuban, then all the Brahmin family, then the world, and then the five elements. You can create any situations, any visualization if you want. So diamond has got all these specialities. So first we saw, I am a diamond, B diamond, C diamond. So diamond means, first thing, very very precious. So I am a very precious, invaluable diamond, beyond price. Nothing can gauge my importance. Second, I am very precious diamond. Second, I am a 100% pure. No impurity, no contamination, no adulteration within. Third, I am very transparent personality. Always people love those who are transparent. Those, Baba says, they are dangerous personalities who show that they are something and inside they behave, they are something. Double standard, double minded, split personalities. Spiritual schizophrenia. Split personality. They behave in different manner at different times. Fourth, very hard. Nothing can break me. I am unbreakable. I am very airproof, waterproof. They are instruments, utensils like that. Here we are Maya proof, Prakriti proof. Nothing can break me. Circumstances proof. Nothing can break me down. Then, next, diamond is always shine. Diamond is associated with shine. Then, I protect others. I am an angel. I am a guardian angel for others. So I protect others. Then, what else? Shining is done. Where I am kept? In a casket of God's heart. In that divine casket of God's heart. So where I am always there. Never try to come down. Always stay in His heart, all the time. So when I am in His heart, I am safe. The moment I try to come down, everything gets disturbed. So, I am a valuable diamond. You can go on internet and see diamond, how it looks. Visualize it for some time. See the animated picture. Keep on looking at it for some time to get the feel of it, that I am this. I am this. I am this. I am this. And Madhuban is the mine of diamonds. So everyone is a diamond here. So if I am precious, everyone is precious. If I am shining, everyone is shining. If I am in God's heart, everyone is God's heart. If I am very hard and immovable, everybody is immovable. If I am transparent, everyone is transparent. Creating that positive picture about everyone, that will bring about some change here, inside. Everything will change within gradually. So I see this world as a world of diamonds. Everybody is diamond. Everything is shining. Everyone is shining over here. And my light is spreading across the world. I am, and what are my two duties? First, I have to purify each and every soul of this universe. Second, I have to purify each and every particle of this universe. These are the two gigantic mammoth task in front of me. So I should remain busy in just these two things. In today's Murli Baba said, those who don't understand the value of this knowledge, if you want to see greatest fools, they are here. Mahan, Murkh, they are sitting here. You need not to go to any university, any other place of the world. You can see the greatest of the fools here only. Those who waste their time, those who become traitors, those who don't value Baba's knowledge, they are the fools. They are the headmasters of fools, vice chancellors of fools. They are heading the monastery of fools. They all are sitting over here only. Those who waste their time, those who become traitor, those who are given to the greatest of the violence, they all. So that's why Baba said, remain engaged in only one task. The other day Baba was saying, number one love is to give Baba's introduction. Seva. Keep on doing service. And not just introduction, keep on narrating, relating this knowledge to others, discussing the knowledge. If not discussing, keep on churning this knowledge within. That is the greatest service. Okay, so be diamond, see diamond. Om Shanti.